Penguin Pandemonium, The Rescue by Jean Willis, read by Penny MacDonald. Chapter 1. Bad Chicks. It was perfect weather for penguins. It had snowed heavily in the night, and the penguin enclosure at City Zoo looked just like the Arctic. The wooden huts where they slept glittered under a frosty duvet like a row of mini igloos, and there were icicles hanging off the palace where Big Paulie the Emperor Penguin lived. It was so cold the penguin pool had frozen, and to Rory the Rockhopper's delight, the ice was thick enough to stand on. He tested it carefully with one foot, then both feet. It seemed perfectly safe, but the two bears who were watching him had their doubts.
"You're skating on thin ice, matey," shouted Orson.
"Don't come crying to us when it cracks and you freeze your butt," added Ursie.
Rory looked up at them, but instead of the two brown bears that normally lived in the paddock, there appeared to be two polar bears.
"Dang! I hate the way the flakes stick to my fur when I make a snow angel,"
said Orson, brushing himself down and revealing his true colours.
"Some angel," grunted Ursie. "You're the night bear before Christmas."
Just then, Blue, the little fairy penguin, came skidding over.
"Hey, Rory, what are you waiting for?"
she laughed, grabbing his flipper and dragging him onto the ice.
"I can't remember the last time the pool froze."
"Nor can I," said Rory, spinning her round. "It must have been when we were eggs."
"It was way before that," said Ursie. "It was in 2008 on a Tuesday. I remember it well because a tubby old emperor penguin didn't realise it was thawing and fell through in a very comical manner."
"That was Alaska Cadabra," said Orson. "He had to be rescued by that boss of yours."
"Yeah."